Welcome to olatalks.com. This is the startup edition, business startup edition. My name is Ola. Today's topic is how much would it cost to start a small business? And I have an email here of a gentleman who was struggling with the, with coming onto this side of the fence, which is entrepreneurship. And he sends me an email and I think it's very interesting. It's going to be better if I just read it, right? Okay, Ola, I've heard you loud and clear. I need to launch my own business. Absolutely. However, let's be clear. I'm always very clear with people. Business ownership, entrepreneurship is not for everyone. Honestly, I've always believed that entrepreneurship is not for everyone, but the direction that the world is going, I need control. So whatever you say, you're right when it comes to if you think you should be an entrepreneur, you should own your own business or not. Whatever you think, you're absolutely right, because Henry Ford said it better. Those who think they can are right, and those who think they can't, they are also right. Okay? So I know it takes money to make money, right? Nope, wrong. It does not take money to make money. Okay? That defiles the law of the universe, the principles of how this universe works. You know, all the times things are being created out of vacuum, out of nothing, including out of no money. Okay, so no, it does not take money to make money. It takes resources. Okay, and it does not take resources to create resources. It takes resourcefulness. So it's all in your ability to be able to be creative and become resourceful, to be able to make something out of nothing. You know, whatever you got right now, it comes down to gratitude and appreciation as well too. If you're watching this, that means you have some kind of internet connection. There are parts of the world that don't have internet connection, right? So that means you have internet connection. That's why you're watching this. Unless you're one of the weirdos that download those videos. I doubt it. I doubt it very much. But you have internet. So how can you make something? How can you build a business out of the internet connection you have right now? There are tons of ideas out there, okay? So you need control. I know it takes money to make money, right? Nope, wrong. So again, nope, wrong. But I also don't want to get into trouble with my savings. Okay, so good. Based on what you just said, that means you have some kind of money. And I want to tell you, be careful. Because there is a ton of predators out here that will take your money. What I'm going to tell you, and the best thing to invest in, if you're starting a business, especially if you're starting first, is in your own self. The best thing to invest in is not in a house. Because if you have a significant amount of money, there are people out there that will try to get you to invest in real estate as quick as possible because they want commissions. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you have a right guide. However, the best thing that you can ever, ever invest in is yourself. That means educating yourself about whatever kind of arena, niche you're trying to get into. Okay? So, what do you suggest a good investment threshold for a newbie entrepreneur like me in initial investment? Thanks. All right, so initial investment, it depends on what your budget is, depends on what you're trying to learn, right? It depends, you know, what I can put things in perspective by telling you that it costs about $10,000 to $13,000, $14,000 for an hairstylist to go through school. Hairstylist, right? To go through school, it costs them about $10,000, $13,000, $14,000, right? To become a licensed beauty, somebody, right? A stylist or a beauty stylist, something like that, right? Now, the salary that they make is averaged at about $26,000, okay? So they spend $13,000 to make $26,000 a year. That makes sense. That's just what the market says, because the market is always right. So think about it. If you can build a business where you can make six figures, how much would you be willing to invest in it? So it depends on what your pocket is, depends on what you have. I just tell you to be careful. There are ways you can invest $0. You can learn everything you need to learn right here on YouTube. However, you will have to put all the pieces of the information together. If you spend a couple more $100, you will have a tutor or somebody, a trainer that will put all the information together nicely in the curriculum for you to learn easier. If you hire a mentor, it may cost you a couple of $1,000, up to $10,000, $15,000, or even $25,000. So it depends on what your perspectives are. Either way, as long as you're investing in your own education, it's worth it. Okay. So, but I'll tell you right now, the best investment you can make is in yourself. How much you want to invest will depend on your pocket. So if you don't have money, you will have time. You have to have one of those two. Either you have money or you have time. So if you don't have money, you have more time, then you can spend more time learning this stuff on YouTube or free sources. Maybe buy a few $30, $40 courses and then put all the information together. You got some money, you probably have less time. So you're looking for something that's already well put together for you in the form of a home study course, a video course that maybe take you a few weeks to go through. And then you don't have to waste too much time on fake information on the internet, right? So it all depends on where you are in terms of money to time, right? Ratio right there, okay? So how much would it cost to start a small business? It depends on the business, okay? So to buy a McDonald's franchise, you're looking at $1 million. To get into a home business, you can spend as low as $1,000, $500 to get started. Marketing dollars, it is a different ballgame entirely. It depends on what you're doing. I personally suggest that people don't spend too much money on cold traffic until they get their first six figures. So people used to ask me and say, "Hola, can I make money first?" Yes, you can. Okay, but that means also you're willing to invest some time in learning the skills. You attract some traffic, and then you learn how to scale based on the money you're making and based on depending on where you are in your business. So it's a case-by-case situation. It really depends. But hopefully, my video today has answered or helped you a little bit in putting things into perspective. If you have more questions, you want me to help you personally, you can send me an email at ask@allatalks.com, and you can leave me a comment right below. It will take me several weeks to get to your email. The faster, the quickest way to get a hold of me within the next few days is to simply use the link on the screen, which is olatalks.com/mastermind. You want to go through that link. You want to type it into your browser. Go through that link. Sign up for the free class. Get the free PDF. And then there's additional things to sign up for. You'll get over $11,000 worth of value for free when you go through that link. And that's all I have for you on this particular episode. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.